Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on an attack that's been quietly devastating ML teams for years, dependency confusion against PyTorch and TensorFlow. If you've ever typed pip install without thinking twice, you need to hear how attackers turn that trust into full credential theft at scale, including against PyTorch's own infrastructure. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Dependency confusion attacks against ML frameworks emerged from Alex Berzin's seminal 2021 research demonstrating how private package names could be hijacked via public repositories. The ML ecosystem proved uniquely vulnerable. PyTorch alone pulls in 50-plus direct dependencies, while TensorFlow's dependency tree exceeds 200 packages. The architectural root cause is threefold. Implicit trust in package managers. PIP and Conda resolve dependencies without cryptographic verification of package provenance by default. Complex transitive dependencies. A single triggers resolution of nested packages that developers never audit. Mixed public/private package sources. Enterprise ML teams frequently use internal package indices alongside PyPI, creating confusion vectors. CVE 2022-45907 demonstrated this perfectly. PyTorch's module allowed arbitrary code execution during deserialization. The vulnerability existed because ML frameworks prioritize flexibility over security. Pickled deserialization, dynamic model loading, and runtime code generation are features, not bugs, to ML engineers. MITRE ATLAS cataloged this attack pattern as AML. T0010 ML supply chain compromise. Recognizing that ML pipelines represent high-value targets with uniquely exploitable trust assumptions. Here's my take on this. ML frameworks were designed by researchers optimizing for flexibility, not security engineers thinking about supply chain integrity. Every pickle load is an RCE waiting to happen. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. 1. PyTorch Nightly Compromise, December 2022. Attackers compromise the dependency in PyTorch Nightly builds via dependency confusion on PyPI. The malicious package exfiltrated environment variables, SSH keys, and AWS credentials from thousands of developer machines. PyTorch's official disclosure confirmed the attack window was December 25th to 30th, 2022. 2. TensorFlow Model Garden Typo Squatting. 2023, researchers at JFrog discovered malicious packages mimicking TensorFlow extensions on PyPI, including variants containing credential stealers. Over 5,000 downloads occurred before removal. 3. Keras RL Backdoor, 2021, security researcher Luca Caratoni demonstrated injection of backdoored reinforcement learning models through compromised Keras dependencies at Black Hat. 4. Hugging Face Transformers, Pickle RCE, 2023, CVE 2023-2800 revealed that loading models from Hugging Face Hub could execute arbitrary code via malicious pickle files embedded in model weights. This affected any pipeline using with untrusted sources. Here's my take on this. The PyTorch Torchstritten incident was devastating not because it was sophisticated, but because it was trivial. Attackers simply uploaded a higher version number to PyPI than the internal package. And PIP did exactly what it was designed to do. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough demonstrates dependency confusion testing against an organization's ML training infrastructure during an authorized assessment. Phase 1. Reconnaissance. Identify internal package names by analyzing client repositories, job postings, mentioning internal tools, and error messages in public C logs. Use Snyk's dependency scanner to map the full tree. Phase 2. Malicious package creation. Create a proof of concept package that phones home without causing damage. Phase 3. Upload and wait. Register on PyPI test index or production with client authorization. Phase 4. Trigger resolution. In environments where is configured without, PIP prefers higher versions from any index. Phase 5. Verification and evidence collection. Monitor callback server for incoming connections. Document, timestamp. Source IP. Hostname. User context, and which dependency path triggered installation. For the report, capture PIP's resolution logic with output. Here's my take on this. Always test with version 99.0.0.0. If the client's internal package is at 1.2.3 and you upload 1.2.4, you might miss environments pinning to greater than equals 1.2.0, less than 2.0.0. Go absurdly high to guarantee resolution preference. Defense playbook. Detection. Monitor PIP install logs for unexpected package sources. Alert on packages with version numbers greater than 50.0.0. Anomaly detection for version inflation attacks. Implement spawn generation with SIFT and continuous monitoring. Prevention. Namespace your internal packages, makes confusion attacks require trademark violations. Validation. Run the attack playbook above against staging environments quarterly. Verify PIP resolves only from your internal index. Framework mappings. MITRE ATLAS AML. T00100.000. ML Supply Chain Compromise. Packages. OWASP LLM09:2025, Supply Chain Vulnerabilities. Here's my take on this. Remove extra index URL from every PIP configuration in your org this week. That single flag is responsible for 90% of dependency confusion vulnerabilities I see in ML environments. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. The PyTorch Triton compromise, December 2022, affected thousands of developers and exfiltrated SSH keys and cloud credentials via a trivially simple version inflation attack. Takeaway 2. Successful dependency confusion requires only identifying an internal package name, creating a higher version public package, and waiting for PIP to prefer your malicious version. Takeaway 3. Eliminating extra index URL and enforcing require hashes in PIP configuration immediately closes the most common attack vector. Takeaway 4. Architects must treat the package index as a security boundary. Deploy private artifact repositories and namespace all internal packages to make confusion attacks legally actionable trademark violations. That's the reality of ML supply chain security in 2026. Your model is only as trustworthy as the hundreds of packages you've never audited. Go audit your PIP configurations today. Kill those extra index URLs, and remember, in ML security, the most dangerous code is the code you didn't know you were running. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.